The Thief. An original adventure which hinges on the roll of the dice.
Ever since Symphony snuck in to kill Baffert that day, there's a couple things going on.
Played by Cece Way.
One is, generally, she's laying low, being observant, making sure that indeed nothing can be traced back to her. But she's also sort of watching how the city and all the characters in it respond. She knows that killing him will affect certain people more than others, including some people she doesn't particularly like. But on the other hand, summer is an important time, and she has a special love for her community, her little part of the city. And so I think when she's not out sort of scouting what the ripple effects have been, she spends a lot of it making sure that people are taken care of here. Symphony starts out every day up in her sort of bell tower, and she always checks to see if that rug is hanging in the distance.
You are looking down over rooftops that are sloping into the foothill of what is probably like the middle history of construction of Iron Throne. There is a particular block you seek out on the other side of the garden wall. The alley is narrow, and between two buildings, high, three or four stories up, there is a clothesline. You see, caught in the wind, actually sort of like twisted in a way, a red carpet.
About time. I was about to get worried, Osmond. Well, as I sort of acknowledge and process that the rug is once again up when I haven't seen it for months, Symphony kind of just takes another sweep around. The view up here, I feel like, is something that never gets old. She sort of, in her head, plans out a little bit what she's going to bring and where she's going to try to meet Osmond today.
Give me a survival check. Let's see what your instinct suggests.
14.
With the time of day, the market where you meet Osmond is going to be pretty busy. This is a good kind of crowd to disappear in, but it also means that it's going to be under pretty heavy guard watch.
So instead of dressing like she does when she sneaks out at night, she wants to dress in some like light and dark tans. I'm definitely in the lower class, but I think a way for her to both stand out while not standing out, AKA if Osmond is looking for her, he can see her easily, but most people will sort of ignore you because they don't think you're worthy of paying attention to. She's going to go to the market and like carve out, I don't know, maybe 10 by 10 feet of space and do some like street acrobatics. And she'll bring a little hat to set on the ground. The more she starts to perform, the more like the busyness of the market will start to flow around her.
I like this a lot. I want two rolls from you. First, I want you to give me a performance check and add your proficiency with a disguise kit.
I rolled really well, so just give me a second. Performance, plus two, and then disguise kit gives me probably another plus two. Okay, so then I got an unnatural 20.
Now give me an acrobatics check.
16.
What you find as you enter the market, passing underneath a familiar arch, is a shoulder-to-shoulder lively bazaar. Much of the open space has been crowded with different vendor stalls. Somewhat labyrinthine alleys emerged between these, and in the far corner in a two-story building is what had been Lord Baffert's manor. You pass by a number of Haldan who never give you a second look.
Get out of my way!
And you begin performing. In time, you don't have to wait long. The bell tolls. You take a little bit of a glance, and in your hat you have something like 45 copper that have like accumulated there over time. A little bit of space begins to clear, because someone pulls out like kind of like a large tree stump that has been shorn and smooth. And what you can see, a large man is being helped by a couple of assistants to climb atop.
Quiet.
Oh, another. We must begin with story. This is our advertiser. There's no one else. All right, well, let's start with the murder then.
That'll be two pet. Wait, just give me a moment. I want to hear this.
Once again, scandal mars the reputation of those who would be merchant.
And as if this were a film, the camera pulls back from the herald, in the dark of night, back to Symphony standing Baffert, among the throng.
Lender, landlord,
Lord and charitable prince of business was murdered in his bath.
What? Clap. You gotta blend in.
By law, Baffert's estate will be gifted to she named in her will. Ava of Orsmarket.
No idea.
Spring nears, and the gallery of the Eindun will return to Einthrod for what will be an equinoctial bazaar to be spoken of by your children's children. On this day, the Lady Gwendolyn, Glimmer of the Eindun, whose mother, Queen of Palinor, drowned tragically at sea, and whose father, heartbroken, waded with pockets full of stones into the Andaroin. Our noble lady, child of the realm, yours and mine, raised by the kindliness, comes of age.
Yay!
News from the frontier of the Hyandwenane.
Oh, God.
The 9th Legion, called Bulwark, for whom we all have prayed these long weeks. The war to liberate Lingualoka, east of Birnharrow, is lost.
Oh, shit! What?
Trust we may still see their young faces again.
My son is a bulwark. Were there any survivors? Any?
A pox.
At all?
He continues to read, but your attention is drawn over his shoulder. And you watch Osmond open a door, and he's standing at the top, and he's looking out across the way. His eyes pass over you. He closes the door behind him and begins to descend the stairs.
Especially because they've sort of interrupted everything by making this announcement. It feels like a really good moment for Symphony to collect her hat and her 45 copper that she's made this morning.
Your passive perception is 13. You reach down to pick up your hat. It's empty. 20 feet ahead of you is your thief. Looking back.
Okay. I would like to chase this person down and get my money back.
Get out of the way!
You can't steal from me. Only I can steal from you.
As soon as he makes eye contact with you, you notice those eyes go wide. And they book it.
What? It's like an Aladdin situation. This is a kid, and if he's already made this mistake once, she thinks he's gonna do it again. As he's running, he's gonna keep checking for where she is. I would like to dash.
Yeah.
Like, I know where he is right now. If he's looking for me behind him, I'm not there anymore. But I'm also, like, running into a tent with stuff in it while trying not to, like, crash into it. And I'm like, ah, oh, the fruit looks great! 5, 10, 15, 20, then 25, 30. If hunting action is on the table, I think what I would like to do is use my cunning action to dash, so move again.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh, shit!
25.
He starts to look over his shoulder to see where you are and sees that instead you are in front of him. He goes, ah!
Somebody stop him!
And backtracks.
Do I get an attack of opportunity if he leaves me?
I think you do.
I'm not trying to, like, stab this poor kid who's trying to go into my line of business, you know what I mean? And I want to, like, take out this address, slip it into the pocket. So I got a 22. I rolled a 19 again.
Just before, like, someone eclipses your path, you're able to reach down at this sort of, like, awkward angle, scoop your hand, like, up his sleeve. He disappears into the crowd when he comes face to face with a Haldan.
Stuffing your filthy hands into others' pockets, eh?
I'm sorry.
Amateurs these days. She walks exactly at the speed of the crowd down the stairs.
They're just trying to make an honest living, you rat. You scum. I told you what would happen if I caught you again, Fowler.
Okay, so he knows the kid. That makes this harder. I have an idea. She's gonna say louder from where she is on the stairs. Oh my goodness! Fowler, is that you? And sort of just like performatively, emotionally shove her way down the stairs.
Stay out of this. I've got this under control.
Okay, when he tells her to stop, she's not old enough to be his, like, mother, but what she is going to do is just start talking. Don't worry, guard. I'm going to stay right here. Fowler, you better be ashamed of yourself just because you heard the news just now that your uncle is probably lost in that battle. The bulwarks doesn't mean that you can act out. And what she's trying to do is appeal to the fact that he's a veteran, spinning for him a narrative. He has a relative who is also a veteran, who probably just died.
Yeah, this is clever. Give me a deception check with advantage.
Yes, Annie. I'm sorry. I just can't believe it.
Ooh, I got a 23.
You know this kid?
So she takes a few steps closer, but she doesn't come adjacent because she purposely wants to show some respect here. Oh, guard, yes, tough times happen, and it was bad enough that he lost both his parents, but now his uncle too, and she just, like, she goes on a totally different tangent from answering questions, and I start to sort of look like I'm, like, in a couple of seconds, I might start crying.
I don't know the last time we've just lost. Things have changed. Those poor warriors. You are lucky that these are strange times. If I catch you again, you'll hang from a bridge.
I come over here. I just wrap my hands on his shoulders, right? In like a protective, loving kind of way.
Please don't kill me.
All right. Nothing left to see. Go on, get on with yourselves.
So I just want to very gently guide us both into the corner. So I just want him to move down one. And she says, look in your right pocket.
I didn't steal that from you.
So she closes her hand just over his hand and the paper. I know you didn't steal this from me, son.
On his wrist is a brand. It's a hand with the knuckles of the ring finger and the pinky finger removed. This boy is property of Abba Halfhand.
That's interesting.
Fowler,
my boy. What kind of
trouble are you in now?
Fowler, did you get this nice person in trouble?
I want to look right into Fowler's eyes when they approach, and I want to read what he feels, or is he relieved? Insight. Every time.
You don't get the sense that he's scared in the same way that he was tense with the Haldan, like scared for his life or his hands. But he's tense. He doesn't love these people. He is not relieved, but he's familiar and he's not scared of them.
I apologize on his behalf. I want to make things right. We don't have to include another distraught lawman.
So I go straight back into the character I just made up. Oh my goodness, of course, I understand. We don't need to involve the law. I mean, this poor boy has lost both his parents and his uncle to war. Like, to them, they don't know I was the person who made all that up to begin with. And so I just want to be another person who heard that story and believes it. I was just trying to make some money back in the market. And I believe this young man stole 45 entire copper from me, as if copper is a lot of money to me.
First, the woman, Fowler, then sort of chastises him.
He takes
a step closer so that he can keep his voice low. And he says,
"Again, we are sorry for the hassle and the opportunity cost."
Yes. Who knows what's still there now, though I didn't have a lot of goods to begin with.
We can help her a little, can't we? For the trouble?
And he pulls out from an inside vest pocket, like a small bag of coins, and he loosens the tie and starts picking into it, and he pulls out 5 more coins, and he puts all the coins back, and he pulls out a gold piece. And then a second gold piece. And he kind of like holds it out to you.
I take his hand, but I don't shake it. Symphony is good enough at pretending to be people that she holds his hand preciously because there's so much money in it. Oh my goodness. Of course. But I can only, and she tries to like stumble on purpose. Like she can tell that he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. And she says, but I can only take just one bit of generosity from you. Not 2 is too many. And she tries to just take 1 gold piece instead of 2.
Oh, I insist. My Lady Ava insists we pay it forward. Times are hard. We look out for each other.
She accepts the money, both 2 gold pieces, and she says, "Oh, thank the gods for Ebba and all that she does for us."
You need something, you come to Ore's Market first.
She intends now to just leave the situation. She's gonna look completely appeased by this payoff and kind of like make her way back up the stairs.
Little mouse, you can't go around getting your face seen like that. How'd she catch you anyway?
I was just trying to bring something in.
Practice, man.
As you emerge to the top of the stairs and you are able to get your bearings, the crier who was on the stump before has gone. Keeping a perimeter are multiple Haldan. You see 2 guards guiding Osmond, whose hands are shackled together. Toward the northeast.
So then I just want to move myself so that I can make eye contact with him.
You linger in the cracks between people to try to catch his eye. On the outside of the market, there is a prison wagon with its ramp down and its gate open.
Into the wagon.
Where Osmond is being led. He is searching the crowd, too. takes a moment. But you catch his eye. And he shakes his head at you.
Okay.
The crowd is murmuring. The gate is locked. The ramp is removed. An ox pulls the cart north and out of sight. At no other time does Osmond look back to the crowd. The Thief is an original adventure written and produced by me, Michael Schofield, played by CeCe Way, with voices by Christian Byrne, Patrick Derekovich Rakas, Jeremy Roman, S. Kaya J, and Elliot Schofield. The music you heard was A Middle Eastern Chased by I Century, Gateway to the Fjords by Crypt of Insomnia, and The Floating Market by Tabletop Audio, who you can support like I do on patreon.com/tabletopaudio. The Thief is produced by The Fjord. Our Thane, Trey Brundrett, Spear Throwers Rebecca Momsen, Andy Priestner, Joshua Simpson, Kevin Wilson, and Mike Atchley, who makes the now award-winning Dice Tower Theater. You can join them and The Fjord and help me make more stories about the Aether and the Sword, Wergwingleo, and the legacy of Caladhran at patreon.com/Michael Schofield. I'll see you next time.